Was your account banned today? Those ones that were using 3115 and 325 permission, causing a glitch in this game. Was your account banned today? Bucket day for comment section. Go drop some iLiquid. Let's know. All right, on a serious note, man, did you receive that notification of like the account being banned? Or did you have this reset on your eFootball League? You already played like 200 matches, of course, but now they took you back to Division 3 and you have to start from 1,200 again. Is that what you got? Because at the end of the day, yeah, let's look at this. Konami in a business. What they are thinking about right now, it's not even about us, not even about our enjoyment. It's about the money. So that simply means they will definitely play the business card. What does that mean? That simply means they can't ban over 70% of eFootball mobile players. It's just not so realistic. Do you understand? They are not that, boys. Yeah, so I don't think they would actually ban. They can suspend maybe for like 2-3 days, 4 days. Then the next week, when you pack come like this, they go open everything so that you can enter and spend. Business card, boys. So yeah, man, if you lost your account, yep, or if you are looking for a place to get an eFootball account, I have a shop log for you guys, man. EFM Games, my guy. I'm gonna tag him in this, you know, in this in the description over there. Just go check it out, man. This guy is super amazing, because I actually never knew that you could get a good squad for 10,000 naira, boys. You could actually get a good squad for 10,000 naira. That's insane. When I look at this game sometime, yeah, when I look at this game and I just see how far I've gone, like, I started playing this game, PS Mobile, bro. PS Mobile in 2017. Yup. And the first pack we started spinning, I think that was the first spinnable pack in this game, safe. Was, I think, that Iniesta one, if I can remember very well. Because I can vividly remember me and my guy, Taiwo, putting in credit card on Google Play that day to go get coins for that Iniesta, that particular Iniesta pack. Can remember vividly, we opened that pack finish because you could not use GP normally. Yeah, we could use both GP and this thing, so GP be no they waste that time, and we already had our way with GP. We knew how to cheat the game to get more GP that year. Almost, you could see my GP like this, 30 million 40 million. But yeah, that was it, man. But that particular pack you could not, so we had to go get coins, guys. Imagine from that time, carry over 2020. Everything lost. Now again, they don't start this one, double booster, this one. Very soon, everything will vanish. They go bring something different again. Every time you could just they misbehave, they send Konami your money. To be honest, yeah, I think one of the best decisions you can make in this game moving forward is just get an account, man. Get an account from a legit source. The reason why I'm hitting that from a legit source is, don't go and get an account from someone that is suspicious, so that later on they know you can't go change details and log you out or all those nonsense. No. Get an account from someone that is legit. Do you understand? Test this guy, EFM Games. I'll tag him here. These are his prices. Amazingly, you can actually get an account, a good account, for like 10k. 10k now 900 spin without though, guys. 900 spin. If you spin 900, they give you GP player, standard player, white face. That's the same amount for getting a full squad, boys. So yeah, spend your money wisely, guys. Don't fall for eFootball scam 2026, man. Yep, because they'll keep on doing this. Nothing new, just repeating epics back to back. Let's see how this game goes, boys. Guys, stay safe. Yep, if you need an account, check that guy out, EFM Games. And boys, until next time, man. Ciao, ciao.